Hey, so Al Gore's flapping his yap again. You thought the guy would shut up after he had the Nobel Peace Prize, but nope, he's still going on. He says that climate change is occurring far more rapidly than even the worst predictions by the UN, the IPCC. Recent evidence shows, quote, the climate crisis is significantly worse and unfolding more rapidly than those on the pessimistic side of the IPCC projections had warned us, Gore said. Here's a sound clip of Gore talking at some conference or another, and then Bono interjects. Bono starts talking about poverty, so that's interesting.
The climate crisis is significantly worse and unfolding more rapidly than those on the pessimistic side of the IPCC projections had warned us. CO2 molecules that go into the atmosphere in Detroit or in Nairobi quickly circle the globe, and the concentrations are spread everywhere. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, injustice anywhere threatens justice everywhere. In our world, CO2 increases anywhere threaten the future of human civilization everywhere.
If you said that as a result of the Earth heating up, 10 million children were going to die next year, well, you'd read about little else in the newspapers. Well, they are. They're going to die next year from extreme poverty, from, you know, preventable disease, waterborne illness, stuff like that. We've proved that Avis is effective, and yet the G8 are not making good largely on their commitments. About half, I would say, is where we've got. And so the Millennium Development Goals look like they're not going to happen, and the G8 commitments made in 2005 look like they will not come off. And this is a scandal.
Does anybody understand what Bono was talking about there? Because I really don't really care about poor people. But anyways, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. I don't really care about Bono. I'm going to get this straight, Gore. Because Gore says, and I'm going to quote him here. So I'm just trying to understand Gore's logic here. Al Gore says that that the global warming is significantly worse than the projections of the International Panel on Climate Change, which is a group of scientists, had ever predicted. Al Gore, being a former vice president and having absolutely zero educational background in science, is supposed to be more credible than the IPCC. The IPCC isn't very credible by itself. Al Gore, I don't understand why people look to Al Gore for guidance on global warming. There are millions of people that are better fit to talk about that subject than he is. Millions. The guy is a doofus. He knows nothing. This shows he knows nothing. Him coming out and saying, I know more, I know better than a group of scientists assembled by the UN, which granted the UN is a piece of crap, and granted the UN is a dysfunctional organization, he still says, I know more than a group of scientists who have been assembled to discuss climate change. The audacity to be able to say that with a straight face and mean it shows that Al Gore is, well, one, arrogant and cocky, but two, an idiot. There are now forecasts that the North Pole ice caps may disappear entirely during summer months. Within 5 years, he told a gathering of the World Economic Forum in Davos. It's not true! Don't listen to it. I don't care what... It's not true. I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I don't think that's going to happen. Will the North Pole ice caps melt? Probably. Will it happen in 5 years? I don't believe it for a second. Now, let me get this straight here. I just want to see if Al Gore's been around, because this is interesting timing. I don't know, considering most of the Midwest has been in a cold spell, and the temperatures at the Tom Frank Studios here, like I said, look at my hands, they're all nasty, chappy, crackling, and nasty and dry. -2 degrees here, it's been consistently. New York Giants-Green Bay game, like I said before, third coldest game in NFL history, at -2 degrees, wind chill at -17. So explain that to me, Gore. Explain how that happens with global warming. I'm all ears. Now, there's also a new study that's come out that Al Gore has nothing to do with, but I'm sure he just loves, that says global warming may reduce hurricanes. Oh, God. It's really, really, really disturbing to read this kind of stuff. Not that I think global warming is reducing hurricanes. To read the propaganda that these people release just to make sure that global warming is still in everyone's minds, even though there were only 2 major hurricanes, 6 hurricanes this entire season, and it's freezing-ass cold everywhere. Global warming could reduce how many hurricanes hit the U.S., according to a new federal study that clashes with other research, pretty much all other research, and common knowledge. In it, researchers link warming waters, especially in the Indian and Pacific Oceans, to increased vertical wind shear in the Atlantic Ocean near the United States. Wind shear, a change in wind speed or direction, makes it hard for hurricanes to form, strengthen, and stay alive. So that means global warming may decrease the likelihood of hurricanes making landfall in the United States, according to researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Miami Lab and the University of Miami. With every degree Celsius that the ocean warms, the wind shear increases by up to 10 miles an hour, weakening storm formation, said study author Chunzai Wang. Critics say Wang's study is based on poor data that was rejected by scientists on the Nobel Peace Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Well, of course they rejected it, because when they rejected it, they were just breaking records for hurricanes. I'm sure they'll accept it now. They said that at times, only 1 in 10 North Atlantic hurricanes hit the U.S. coast, and the data reflect only a small percentage of storms around the globe. So I'm just trying to, again, comprehend the logic here. When we were breaking records of hurricanes, the consensus was that global warming causes hurricanes. Just look at the cover of An Inconvenient Truth if you want to know that. When there's only 6 hurricanes and only 2 major hurricanes in the season, the consensus is that global warming is causing that as well. To me, it sounds like global warming is awesome, then. If global warming is stopping hurricanes, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's go turn our cars on, leave them on 24/7, pump CO2 in the air. No more hurricanes. Woohoo! The problem is, that's just not happening. Because global warming, in my mind, from my scientific background, which I will admit, at least I admit it, is like zero. But from my understanding, global warming doesn't have much of an effect on hurricanes. That's evident in the decline of the amount of hurricanes from 2005 to 2007. That shows me that we were all just so pissing our pants because of global warming in 2005. After Al Gore came out and gave that kick-ass presentation about global warming, everyone was like, "Woo, God, global warming, gotta stop this. And that's gotta be the cause for all those hurricanes." And then we don't have so many. So what's their answer? Global warming, also the cause to less hurricanes. Why? Because people might have been becoming skeptical. Well, hey, what happened to all them hurricanes? Because remember, the prediction was hurricanes are going to kill everyone in the United States, and oh my God, they're going to ravage the coast of the Atlantic coast, and everyone's going to die. Wasn't that severe? That's basically what they should have said, though. We were supposed to break records for hurricanes in 06 and 07. What happened? What happened? Nothing happened. There were 6 hurricanes last year. 6 hurricanes. That is it, and 2 major ones. So what was their answer? Their answer was, well, we can't let global warming get out of their minds. We gotta keep pushing it. So what was their answer? Hey, we're gonna release a new study that says, hey, global warming caused the lessening amount of hurricanes. It either causes it, or it doesn't cause it. One of the two. And because of the what now seems to be disagreement between scientists, I would have to err on the side of it doesn't cause anything. Just saying.